Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now for what's fast becoming one of the fans' favorite segments in the show, and that is the Texans Telestrator. Our very own John Harris has a chance to catch up with head coach Bill O'Brien and break down some of the key and top plays from the big game against the Oakland Raiders.
Welcome to Texans Telestrator. I'm your host, John Harris, football analyst and sideline reporter for the Houston Texans, alongside Victoria's head coach, Bill O'Brien. Coach, congratulations a second time.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it.
We're going to take a look at a couple of plays here. We're going to start with the Texans' second touchdown of the game. After a delay of game, which I know bothers you to no end, you move the ball back to the six-yard line. Take us through this run play, Coach. This is Arian, who in the huddle said, it's all right, we'll get it from the six. Take us through a little bit of what we see here in this play.
Well, we have 11 personnel in the game here right now, which means we have three receivers, one tight end, and one back. Okay, so what we try to do is come up to the line of scrimmage and see what they're in and then call the play from there. And this is a one-back power play that we call Jab 26 Sub. And we run it with Arian to the strong side here. We can do a lot of different things out of this formation. That's why we like this formation. So what you see here is it almost works out like a draw play. The difference being is that we pull the backside guard. So what we do is we double team basically back to the backside linebacker and we pull Ben Jones for the frontside linebacker. And then here we call this a slice technique with DeAndre and Damaris Johnson. They're slicing through to cut off these two DBs. Got to do a better job of that moving forward here. But again, got a nice pull block by Ben Jones and a good run by Arian.
These three blocks right here, right. Ryan Griffin, this combo you've got with Brandon Brooks and also with Derek Newton and Chris Myers handling the nose there. And then Ben gets a good shot on C.O. Moore.
Right.
This lane opens up wide as can be because of the physical nature you get on this side
right.
of the play.
So basically we have five blockers here, the five guys up front, and then the sixth blocker being the tight end. So we have six for six here. And what we do is we double team with Brooks and Newton back to the backside linebacker. And then we call this a wrap technique. We wrap Ben Jones for the front side linebacker. And so the hole is usually inside of Ben Jones's block. Griffin does a good job blocking. Derek Newton does a really good job on this play, Johnny. If you watch Derek, he does a nice job of staying on this double team on the three technique. Chris Myers does a real good job of holding off the nose guard. Brooksy gets to the backside linebacker, and then Jones does the rest by pulling, and obviously Arian is able to follow big Ben Jones in there.
Third quarter, just got the turnover. Now you're inside the red zone, and we're going to take a look at the fade route up here to DeAndre Hopkins in man coverage. Take us through this play, Coach. They're showing seven at the line of scrimmage, but they're eventually going to drop off. But still, you got one-on-one coverage here. Take us through this play.
Yeah, like you saying, they're showing blitz here to start. So Fitzy gets us into the right protection for what they're showing. And then he's able to locate now that the receivers on this side, they're really having to gain the attention of three DBs over here. So you see the safety moving over there because Andre's over there, which leaves Hop one-on-one. And so now we go to Hop on Chiqua, and it's a good back shoulder throw, and Hop makes a great play. He does a great job of securing the catch and using his strength and his size to go up there and get the ball.
At what point did Ryan know he was looking at DeAndre?
Right there when the ball snapped, Johnny, if you can kind of pause it right there. Right there when the ball is snapped, he sees this safety moving over the top of Andre and Keyshawn Martin. So he knows right now he's got press one-on-one coverage when we say with no help. So this means that when we say no help, this corner has no help over the top. So DeAndre's one-on-one, and that's usually a favorable matchup for us.
And you can see a great catch right over here, and boom, yeah. It's touchdown. You know why I know it's touchdown? Because that guy right there is telling you so.
That's you.
Me. That's me.
Nice.
Yeah. I said it was a touchdown, and he believed me.
You're supposed to just you're supposed to be unbiased, right?
No, I can be as biased as possible. I can be as biased as possible. See, I wear that, so I can be as biased. Let's flip over to defense side, Coach.
Yes.
This is first turnover of the game. Kareem Jackson, who is up here playing coverage up here. And it looks like three deep it may not be, but it looks like he's got responsibility for a deep third. But as you'll see on this play, he shortens that up a little bit and jumps the route that comes in here and makes a whale of a play on the ball. Take us through this one, Coach.
Right. I think, like you said, he's showing one coverage and he ends up playing another coverage. And he does a really good job here on the snap of the ball of knowing what the two routes are coming at him. So you have two guys basically running two go routes right at him, and he's able to play in between both routes. And he does a really good job here of reading the quarterback. And when the quarterback sets to throw here at the end, you'll see when his hand, his front hand comes off the ball, if you can watch that, you'll see Kareem react really well to that. So his hand comes off, here he goes to throw the ball, and now here comes Kareem reacting right on the throw. Makes a great play and then an even better return, and guys are getting good blocks here to help him get the 58-yard return.
And that's one thing I wanted to point out. Look at the white jerseys after the pick. Watch these white jerseys hustle downfield to find a black shirt. I mean, it's not even close. Look at these big guys, and look at them just waiting, looking for blocks, looking for guys. JJ gets a block. Swag's looking for McFadden. That's what this is all about, a guy making a play,
right,
and then others hustling to help out complimentary football.
I'd say Romeo and the defensive staff, they work this drill every day in practice where you have an interception drill. So you have an interceptor, and then he intercepts it, he yells go, and everybody else goes and gets a block for him, and that's what's happening here. So it's really good to be able to show the players that what you're practicing happened in the game, and that's always good to be able to show them on Monday.
Fantastic stuff, Coach. Appreciate it. You can get all of the coaches' film, condensed version of the game, and the actual broadcast. Go to HoustonTexans.com, look for Game Rewind, and you can see it all here. You don't get Coach, you don't get me, but you can at least see what went on. You can maybe do your own telestrator right there at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Coach O'Brien, I'm John Harris. We'll see you next time after the New York Giants.
Great stuff, great insight, great information. As always, we look forward to seeing that each and every week. But we are out of time for this show. But be sure to tune in on Sunday at 10 a.m. Texans Countdown Live as we are counting you down to the kickoff against the New York Giants. And then be sure to flip back over to Fox Sports Southwest after the game as we wrap it all up on Texans Wrap Live. Hopefully, the third consecutive win for the Houston Texans. Have a great week, everyone.